This week in Olympia, two forest health bills that we reported on 2 weeks ago continue to move along in the Washington legislature. Wenatchee Republican Senator Brad Hawkins' bill aims to treat 1 million acres of forests in Washington during the next 6 years that would make them less susceptible to wildfires. It means cutting trees in densely packed areas. It means prescribed burns to clear out fuel on forest floors. It means creating breaks that can stop fires from spreading. And it means keeping track of the work that's done. Okanagan County Republican Representative Joel Kretz's legislation directs the Department of Natural Resources to identify forested state trust lands most in need of treatment. And it creates a fund from which money can be deposited and withdrawn for forest health projects. What's interesting is the public support those bills are receiving from conservation groups.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Tom Bugert with the Nature Conservancy here in Washington.
Bugert and his colleagues have testified several times at legislative hearings.
Our goal at the Conservancy is to restore 6 million acres of forest land here in the state. We're looking at using innovative approaches to thinning, prescribed fire, mill infrastructure, collaboration, and looking at a large landscape approach. We think this bill is going to help drive all of those conversations.
That's an important change in approach. 15 to 20 years ago, conservation groups would have viewed so-called forest health or wildfire prevention projects as merely excuses to cut trees, especially on public lands. This week, the Associated Press picked up a story from a newspaper that highlighted the group's work to treat thousands of acres of its own lands in the Central Cascades. And so we called James Schroeder. He's the Nature Conservancy's Director of Forest Conservation and Partnerships in Washington.
So our strategies are to work with adjacent landowners who are oftentimes the Forest Service or state agencies like the Washington Department of Natural Resources or the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and to work in partnership with them to design landscape-scale forest restoration projects. So in our work, for instance, we are only taking out the small diameter trees. So trees that are typically 4 to 12 inches, those are trees that don't have as significant a wildlife value. They are fuels for forest fires, and they're not as resilient to resistant to fire as the bigger, older trees in this landscape. So what we're seeing is more consensus around the table that taking out these smaller trees is actually benefiting the forest instead of traditional logging. And what we're also seeing that's interesting is some of these trees do have commercial value. So the Nature Conservancy is trying to show that if you take out the smaller trees in a way where the restoration can pay for itself, that might be a tool to restore these forests.
And who does the logging for you?
So for us, over on our Central Cascades project, we hired local loggers. A couple of foresters are on staff with us there who oversee the layout of the timber sales. And I say timber sales, but it's really restoration thinning. And then we hired local crews who come in and take out the trees and haul them off to market.
I would assume you're getting pretty good response from the governmental agencies. What's the response from the timber industry?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. The industry folks are really happy that conservation organizations are putting wood up for sale. The local folks are really happy to see that their forests are being treated so that they're more resistant to fire. And we're creating some local jobs along the way. So when we thin these forests, we think that we have many benefits on all sides of the issue.
Do you see this as kind of the wave of the future?
We would like it to be. And what we're trying to do is to show that this project can be economically feasible, so we can make this pay for itself by doing the restoration in a way that's focused on small trees, but trees that are merchantable as well. And we're working to build these kinds of projects across the Central Cascades area where we need to thin these forests. Anybody who's driven over Blewett Pass or over Snoqualmie Pass has seen forests that are really unhealthy. And with climate change and less precipitation and more insects and disease, we know that these forests are going to be more at risk for fire. So it's really important that we reduce the fuels in these forests, and one of the best ways to do that is by taking out these small trees.
So how is this viewed in the greater environmental community? Is this viewed as kind of selling out, or is this sort of the wave of the future, do you think, in the greater environmental community?
I think it's viewed very positively in the environmental community, because what we've committed to in our restoration strategies is to not take out those big trees, big old trees that produce a lot of the wildlife benefits. And what we've committed to is to take out these smaller diameter trees. I think that the science is overwhelming that if the forests are left as they are now, they will be at extremely high risk for burning down. And what we're trying to show, the Nature Conservancy partnered with the U.S. Forest Service, and we published a scientific paper that documents 2.7 million acres of dry forests in eastern Washington, east of the Cascade Crest, are in need of restoration. So it's a huge problem for us in Washington, and the solution is to bite by bite, thin out these forests, thin the small trees, try to create local jobs, and try to make these forests more resilient. It'll benefit wildlife habitat, and it will benefit people who live and recreate in these forests.
And what are the measurements of success?
The measurements of success for us will be public opinion, greater understanding of how modern forest management practices are changing, and hopefully reduced wildfires, reduced severity of wildfire across the region. But that's going to take a lot of work and a lot and taking this kind of forestry to a really, really wide, broad scale application.
James Schroeder is the Director of Forest Conservation and Partnerships for the Nature Conservancy in Washington.